the grace of Jesus Christ, the mercy of the Holy One, and the Spirit of the living God be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Everlasting God, you give strength to the weak and power to the faint. Make us agents of your healing and wholeness, that your good news may be made known to the ends of your creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Please be seated for the children.
A reading from Isaiah. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in, who brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth, when he blows upon them and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their hosts and numbers them, calling them by name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power, and not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The word of God, the word of life. Let us pray Psalm 147 responsively. Hallelujah! How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant it is to honor God with praise.
The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem and gathers the exiles.
The Lord heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds.
The Lord counts.
Great is our Lord and mighty in power. There is no limit to God's wisdom.
The Lord lifts up the lowly, but casts the wicked to the ground.
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make music upon the harp of our God. God provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they cry. But finds pleasure in those who fear the Lord and those who await God's steadfast love. Hallelujah.
Glory
to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from 1 Corinthians. If I proclaim the gospel, this gives me no ground for boasting, for an obligation is laid upon me. And woe to me if I do not proclaim the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if I do my own will, I am entrusted with a commission. What then is my reward? Just this, that in my proclamation, I may make the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my rights in the gospel. For though I am free with respect to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so that I might win more of them. To the Jews, I became a Jew, in order to win Jews. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, though I am not free from God's law, but I am under Christ's law, so that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, so that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that I might by all means save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, so that I may share in the blessings, that I may share in its blessings. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to Mark. As soon as Jesus and his disciples left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening, at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also. For that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The Gospel of the Lord.
Well, if I had Pastor Bringman's skill at acting out a sermon, I would have put on a costume today and become Simon's mother-in-law. But use your imagination and just think what it would be like to be that unnamed woman. There she was, sick and in peril. In first century Palestine, a fever almost always meant the risk of dying. Even today, a fever is serious business. But in that time, one with a fever would also be very afraid. But Jesus came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her. This is a very short story, very short little vignette that we have. But imagine what the emotions were that were going on in that house. The rest of Jesus' disciples, the family, as well as the woman herself, experienced something very profound that day. This story can stir your emotions too. Don't you long for God's presence in times of fear and illness or worry? Don't you long for God to take your hand and lift you up? When you're down, don't you want God's hand to pull you up? All through the scriptures, we see God doing this. For example, the psalm that we just prayed together, verse 3 says, "The Lord heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." And verse 6, "The Lord lifts up the lowly." One of the other psalms says, "The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down." Our God is not afraid to take the side of those who have no one else on their side. Our God stands with us when we are at our lowest. And we can depend on that. We can rely on that promise. Back in the late 70s, I knew Mike Jonkus. At that point, he was a seminary student in St. Paul, Minnesota, and he wrote a little song for the choir, the seminary choir, to sing on Pentecost Sunday. He didn't think much of that song. I mean, he didn't think anything would happen with that song. After all, he wasn't a music major. He was a liturgy and sacramental theology major. He spent a lot more time in the library than he did in the music room. Oh, Chloe, I'm so happy to hear her. What a blessing she is. So anyway, Mike wrote this song that he didn't expect to have anything happen with it, but today that song is on the best loved, most played church playlists, I guess. We'll sing it a little bit later on Eagle's Wings. The words of that song are so comforting, so hopeful. No matter what life throws at us, we are safe under God's wing. No matter how far down we sink, God will lift us up. No matter how alone or how forsaken we feel, God holds us in the palm of his hand. That image in that song is so comforting. I'm not sure we love it so much for the music or for the words, but that song is sung at almost every funeral and at every opportunity we get to sing to remind us that we are held in God's hand. Mark tells this story about Simon's mother-in-law, and Jesus takes her by the hand and he lifts her up. God does the same for us. But that's not the end of the story. Mark goes on. The fever left her, and she began to serve them. That's our story, too. When Jesus heals us, when he lifts us up, we are compelled into service. There are times that we need to just rest in the knowledge of God's love, to nestle into the comfort of God's protecting wings. But there's more. In our baptism, Jesus calls and we answer, not so that we can just stand still. In our baptism, Jesus calls and we answer, not so that we can just remain the same. The call of Jesus is a call to service. Didn't Jesus say about himself, "I have come not to be served, but to serve"? When Jesus lifts us up from our low places, he sets us free to serve. Where have you found the healing hand of God? Where has that hand, clothed in human flesh, reached out to raise you up? Maybe that hand, a parent's hand perhaps, has prepared food for you or cleaned your house or soothed your troubled brow. Maybe that hand has held yours in friendship, in love, in prayer. Maybe that hand has nudged you along or pulled you along, given you strength and encouragement when you needed that extra support, or pointed new ways, even challenging ways, for you to be a better human being. These helping, healing hands on your shoulder are encouraging, wonderful. But think also of this. The healing hand of God
is your hand as you reach out to help others. God has no hands but yours. You've heard that. And God gives us not physical hands as much. What I'm talking about is gives us the ability, the strength to be of service to those who need to be lifted up. The healing hands of Jesus were always outstretched and open to all in need. He healed the crowds who were gathered around his door. He taught them about the kingdom of God. He offered them hope. He silenced the demons who would cry out that there is no hope. He called disciples to share in his healing ministry. He continued healing and preaching even when the threat of execution became a reality. Jesus was constantly reaching out his hand to lift up even in the face of forces that were trying to tear down. In Jesus' upside-down kingdom, the poor are rich, the hungry are fed, the lowly are lifted up, and those who are hopeless are given hope. Today, you are invited to let yourself be taken by the hand and lifted up. You are also invited to join your hands with others, reaching out and lifting others to healing. When Peter and the other disciples found Jesus that morning, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." Those are true words. Everyone is searching for Jesus, for that great physician of hope and healing. You and I are looking for that. We're looking for healing, looking for wholeness, looking for that hand that would save us. And as Joshua said to the children, where we find that is in the bread and wine from this table, in the water from the font. This is where we find Jesus, who gives us that wholeness and the gift of life. We also find it in one another. When I mentioned Mike Jonkus, when in seminary, we always, in the class that, in the liturgy class that we were in together, one of the things that we were taught was the presence of God on Sunday in the service. Where is Jesus present? And we were always taught that Jesus is present in four ways when the community gathers: in the water in the font, in the bread and the wine at the altar, in the proclamation of the gospel, and in the community gathered. And that those are equal ways. God is just as present in you, gathered here in worship, as in the words that are proclaimed from Scripture, in the bread and the wine at the altar, and in the water at the font. That is such a powerful thing that when, if you think about it, that your presence here is the presence of God, unlike any other. What a powerful thing. Thank you for being here, for being that presence of God to me and to one another. We're going to sing another song today, not by Mike Jonkus, but by a man named Graham Kendrick. He lived his entire life in England, where he still lives, and he's most known for one song, "Shine, Jesus, Shine." That's the song that made its way from England. He's got a ton of music that is sung a lot in England, but this is one of his only songs that made it into the American church repertoire. This is a great epiphany song, singing about the light shining, and the music is so joyful, it makes this song really fun to sing.
It's always the closing song at the annual women's retreat that many of you have attended. And we like to sing it, not just because the words, because it's fun, but because we believe and we pray what the words proclaim, especially the second verse. Our faces display your likeness. Mirrored here, may our lives tell your story. We are the presence of God gathered here. May our lives tell that story of God. We are all to reflect that love, all of the Father's glory, all of the fire of the Holy Spirit. May your hands be open to receive God's grace. May your hands be open to be put to work in the service of God's people. You hold us, dear Lord, in the palm of your hand, and you lift us up to serve. Let us stand and sing.